SpongeBob, the bot that tells you all about our sponsors. And here we go with a sponsor right now. I love you. Surprise, I'm still here. This is just a quick reminder that you can listen ad-free and support your favorite repairman at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Or drop them some cash via PayPal or Ko-fi by going to battlebird.productions and clicking support us. It would make us all very happy. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye!
We Fix Space Junk by Beth Crane. Episode 5, The Third Repairman.
Getting used to the fuel whiskey yet? There's a letter for you.
What is it?
It's probably your annual statement. Don't panic too much, it will be ridiculously high.
This can't be right.
I'm gonna say now for certain it's right.
But look, 17 grand on food.
Yeah, mine's the same. Breakfast pace is expensive.
They can't do that.
It's their APR, they can do what they like.
But it's criminal.
I think you'll find it's more in the barely legal category.
I'm going to write a letter.
Oh, don't write a letter. You'll regret it, believe me.
Where are we going?
Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be repairing a Gearsworth Maxi Brake Hammer mining device in or at the Staticon 4 Moon Mining Reserve. We hope you enjoy your mission. Additional notes? Message ends.
Essentially, we're fixing a drill on a mining planet.
So it'll be a bit like going home for you then?
If home is your idea of hell, yes.
I'm sure they aren't that bad.
Prepare to be amazed. You'll need this.
I've seen photos of mining planets. No one else is wearing a mask, and they're all humans.
You see this scar?
Which one? You do have quite a lot.
The one down the side of my throat.
Right.
It's where they replace my larynx. The air here is carcinogenic. Wear the mask.
People live here. Are my family's planets like this?
They're worse. Or they were when I was there. I doubt they've improved. Ah, I think that's where we're supposed to be.
You the repair man?
Yeah.
It's through here. It seized up when we were working the seam.
It's very big.
Yeah, it is. Look, I thought they were sending two repairmen. Are you just here to gawk or something?
That's definitely a two-person job.
I mean, we are two people.
Yeah, but you don't really count yet. She's my assistant.
I'm getting there.
I thought that was a yellow submarine.
Joel?
Hi, I'm Samantha.
Sorry, this is Samantha. She's a sort of passenger come co-worker.
I recognise you.
Possibly.
Oh, yeah, you're that woman off the TV, that bloody...
No, I'm a repairman. Who are you?
I'm Joel, Kilner's...
Old friend.
That's one way of putting it.
We studied together. He works for Automnicon too.
So you're still on the sub? Figured out the name yet?
No.
I thought it was because it looked like a submarine.
What kind of submarines have you seen?
Be nice.
So you haven't come across the ghost in the machine then?
The what?
A few times I was staying on the sub. Creepy stuff would keep happening. There'd be noises. Things didn't move. I guess it's probably what you get when a ship kills its captain.
Still better than yours.
Mine's ghost-free.
And goes half as fast. We should get to work. Samantha, can you go get my wrench set?
From the ship.
Where else would it be?
Hello? Hello, Jackson? The lights aren't working.
I don't need lights to see.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Sitting in the dark on your own. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Jolt is here, isn't he?
Yeah.
I thought I saw his ship.
So I'm heading to Ursa Minor of all places, and it turns out my cryo unit's on the blink. The idea of being stuck on that ship for a whole 2 years on my own.
You got it fixed there, right?
Yeah, but it took 6 months. A lot of recycled food and a lot of waiting. I wound up doing another degree. I've got a specialisation in cryonics now.
Productive.
Also a 0.2% pay rise. So, what's she all about?
Long story. I was trying to smuggle her, but at the other end the money didn't come, so she's working it off. Very, very gradually. She's a junior sub-assistant apprentice repairman.
She looks like she wouldn't know what end of the hammer to pick up.
It's early days. She's not bad at the basics.
No crocodiles yet?
That was a long time ago and a very different situation.
Oh, wrenches.
You're right, you took a while.
Yeah, just having a heart-to-heart with Dax.
You haven't got rid of Dax yet?
I'm not getting rid of Dax just because of one little accident.
He's a bit of a psycho.
He's just not keen on you. But don't worry, he won't try and kill you.
Because of the laws of robotics?
No, because I've asked him not to.
I think we'd be better off in mine tonight.
Oh, I don't think Dax is any risk to me or Kilmer.
You're not really invited.
I'll see you tomorrow, Sam.
Oh. Oh, right.
She's gone to Jolt's, hasn't she?
Yep. You okay?
I'm fine. It's her I'm worried about.
I've got Netflix back. You want to watch a movie?
Yeah, I guess.
You don't like Jolt either, do you?
No.
He's such an arse.
While the days on Jupiter are really short, only 10 Earth hours, their years are super long. 12 Earth years!
Patreon. Support your favourite repairman so we don't have to. Find the link in the show notes or at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Automnicon. We own you.
Instead of the facts. Oh. Bye!
So, my debt's almost paid off, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I might rent a shop, do some repairs. I'd still see you around.
For a while. You'd probably want to settle down though, right?
Yeah. How's your debt going, Kiel?
Not great. The smuggling job was supposed to pay it off, but as you can see, it didn't work out that way. I should go back to the sub. I don't want to leave Samantha on her own.
Oh.
See you tomorrow.
Well, later today.
Whatever. Go away, I'm trying to sleep.
What do you want?
What's that?
It's probably nothing.
It sounds serious.
Maybe.
Come on, we should see what's going on.
It's nothing. There are always alarms going off in mines.
Are you all right? We weren't expecting you back.
I'm fine.
Trouble in paradise.
What do you mean by that?
I thought, you and Jolt, you know.
Well, we aren't. What's happening?
Repairman's trapped under the machine. It's really not pretty. I'd stay back if I were you.
Shit! You idiot! What did you do?
Kill her?
Why did you start without me?
I didn't think you were coming.
Well, I was, all right. I was just...
Shouldn't we get this machine off of him before the heart-to-heart?
Good point.
Oh, don't bother. I think this is it for me.
Don't be so dramatic. We'll rig up some pulleys and get this off of you.
I'll get the boys.
Kilner, I have to tell you something.
No, you don't. Okay, you kid, go to my ship and press the big blue button inside the door.
Oh, what does that do?
It preps the ship for surgery. And bring back a stretcher.
Okay.
get over here. Get that machine over.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Okay, needle.
Needle?
Manipulator.
What?
It's got tongs on.
These?
No, the red ones. Just get out of my way.
Hey, he's doing fine. You're doing fine, okay?
Sorry. I don't know what he's going to say when he wakes up.
Well, unless he's a colossal douchebag, and I'm not ruling that out, he'll probably start with thank you.
Jolt? Jolt, hey. Hey, it's all right, you're okay. You died on the table a couple of times there. I thought we'd lost you. You scared me.
What happened?
Well, some complete idiot tried to move a 2-ton drilling machine back into place on his own and dropped it on himself. Couldn't you wait 10 minutes?
I thought you weren't coming.
Well, I was okay. And you wound up needing a new rib cage and new lungs.
Oh, how much was it?
If you press this button, they light up.
Oh, cool.
It was expensive.
How expensive?
I used junk where I could to keep the cost down, but you needed a lot of morphine. And you needed some custom parts. I was really short of options.
Hey, it's okay.
You're not going to get your shop for a while.
Could you imagine me running a business? Did I say anything while I was under?
Well, you did keep trying to talk, which was awkward, seeing as I was... elbow deep in lung. You should feel better in a few days. I had some black market nanogel knocking around that should help with the healing. Although it will make you blue for a while. Physically, not emotionally.
Did you get the machine fixed?
Yeah, we'd done all the hard bits already. And Samantha's a pretty good assistant.
Better get going then, before she makes me obsolete.
Don't lift anything heavy for a couple of weeks, and stay out of cryo until you're a normal colour again.
Guess it's time to start another subject. Maybe I'll do nanoengineering. It was...
I'll see you around.
Good to see you again, Kilner.
Ooh!
Oh, ribs. Sorry.
It's okay, it's cool.
So, what's the thing with you guys?
He's a friend. We don't see each other very often.
Was he alright with the whole million credit chest thing?
Yeah, I think he was a bit relieved. I guess he didn't really know what he was going to do. Some people like having something to work towards, but when you get there, I guess it turns out it's not exactly what you want. Cheers.
Cheers.
Little does Jolt know what's waiting for him round the corner. It's tall, yellow, and has a sharp, sharp sting.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, and Jolt was played by Hedley Knights. All other parts were played by Luke Boyes, James Bradshaw, and members of the cast. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. We'd like to say thank you to all of our patrons and a special thank you to Maddie for her support.
Ooh, looks like I got a reply from Automnicon.
What does it say? Samantha?
Upon investigation of your claim, we find there have been no errors in your account. The investigation has been priced at 7,000 credits plus VAT with a 2,000 credit fee covering postage. Please be aware that further communication will incur fees. Son of a bitch!
Told you so.
Rate. Review.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The buyer awaits your decision, poised as one both ready for a fight and assured of its outcome. I'll have that relic now.
That cool pretty boy have more healing. We gonna need it.
You guys might. One of you dies and I'm running for it. So don't.
We'll have to use every advantage, and we've not many left.
So I'm confused. What am I supposed to say to him?
Marcus, it's a role-playing game.
Right.
So, you're this holy guy, Benedict.
Right.
And he's just joined this adventuring party.
Right. Why?
Because we needed someone to heal us and not ask questions.
Dom!
What?
Any reason you want, Marcus. That's the great thing about this game. You can be anyone you want. Do anything you want, for any reason, so long as it's true to your character.
Cool. I totally got this.
Wait, but...
This artifact belongs to my church, and as such, I cannot part with it for any price. What did I say?
Kill them all!
The Ordinary Epic, a podcast series about the extraordinary, the ordinary, and something in between. Listen now at theordinaryepic.com or on your favorite podcast app.